Cora Nemec and my baby daddy. It's GRD Sweekly.
Hello! And welcome to GRD Sweekly, episode 94.
Wow, I didn't know you were actually red.
Wow.
Good job.
And what was the accent?
I don't know. To throw it in there. It required it. The role required the accent.
Wow.
All right, then. So hi. Welcome. It's going to be one of those strange, funky ones because it's still all in our head. So right to it. So welcome to Geek Radio Daily, except this is the Sweekly one, which is actually a week or so after the last one.
That's crazy. Week and a half.
No, I'm going to say a week.
Well, it's Sunday.
I don't know. Hi.
This is Wednesday.
So everybody is here tonight, including, of course, the man talking. That's the Bruce.
You want Grizzly Adams?
Yeah. I think that's a fair question. The Flintstress is here.
So chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
Oh. Hey,
I demonstrated.
Look, it's Anna.
In the 43 years I've been practicing medicine, I never saw a woman throw up that much.
It was a good Dragon Con.
It was a good Dragon Con.
It was a good Dragon Con.
And hi, I'm the Zen Billy Flynn.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
Awesome. There you go. I like the pantomime that you do there. That's
what? From Kung Fu Panda?
That's old
You're welcome.
School. That's old school. So getting right to it, we will be doing sort of a Dragon Con sort of wrap-up, talking about everything. And yes, we will get to that. But
yes,
first, what have you been doing geeky, yo?
Yo, I did a really awesome thing, kind of a once-in-my-lifetime thing at softball on Monday. And it's geeky for me because I'm a big softball geek at this point in my life. We had two outs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bases loaded.
Uh-huh.
I'm at bat.
What inning?
It didn't matter.
Okay.
At that point.
Battle of the Ninth would have been even cooler.
And we don't even play that long. Oh. So it wasn't there. But bases loaded. I'm at bat. I have a full count. Which means the
three
next
and
thing,
two, yeah.
Well, actually, it's one and two because we automatically have a strike and a ball when we go up because of weird softball rules.
Okay.
Anyway, right. full count, whatever it is, the next ball coming at me is going to be a make or break. And normally, I would freeze up and either not swing at a strike or swing and miss at whatever came at me that was total crap. I swung and hit this thing about 20 or 30 feet behind the left fielder.
Wow.
I don't hit like that. I have no idea where it's going. He was playing me a little close anyway, but he was a little surprised and got all three of the runners home, made it to second base myself.
Go ahead. Wow.
It was pretty awesome.
That is a good moment. Yeah. Nice.
So that was definitely a highlight of my week.
Yeah, no doubt.
Three RBI and a double. That's cool. Good job.
Yeah.
Did your team win the game?
No, that was our second game. We play a doubleheader. We lost by one run.
Oh.
I know.
But still, that's a good moment.
It was still pretty awesome.
The game, you walk around, hey, what did the rest of you do?
I got three at home.
I got three myself.
I just figured that made up for me striking out the first time I got up.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, It does. It really does.
Yeah, and normally.
The
that
universe
would be how
tends
I would
to
play.
Unfold as it should.
So, yeah. It was good. My parents were here this past weekend. And we watched four Agatha Christie episodes, which was awesome.
Nice.
I love Agatha Christie mysteries. And, you know, we share the same birthday, so it sort of is part of the excitement of that. I've just always had this thing
Speaking
with her.
Speaking of birthdays.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Hey. No, none of that. And we also went to Jamestown, which was pretty geeky for me because I had never really spent that much time there. And my parents and I... all commented that we learned a lot about American history that we had never learned before. It's weird. I don't know. Maybe you guys get it here in Virginia more. Although none of you, you're not from Virginia.
Bruce is from Virginia.
Yeah.
We got a year of Ohio history, so we didn't get quite as much of the Virginia history, which included all of this, you know, colonization stuff. So it was pretty cool to learn all that stuff.
Yeah, we were a colony originally.
I know.
God. You heard.
That's
exciting.
I grew up in Maryland, so we got some of that. You know,
yeah,
like the 13 colonies.
We get
a lot of
it here in the schools of Virginia. Really, we get it every year, year after year after year. You get the Civil War for like 7 years.
Well,
you get more Civil War history than the Civil War lasted.
I get Civil War history every time I go to the grocery store. What are you talking about?
The South will rise again.
Yeah. So that and then just choir rehearsals have started up last week, so I'm kind of excited about
When's
that.
When's your next concert?
Well, we're opening for Virginia Pride.
No. I was going to say Metallica.
Not the Jonas Brothers.
She paused just long enough for me to try to get something.
Iron Maiden.
That would be awesome, actually. That would be really, really awesome. No, we're opening for Virginia Pride, which is on September 25th at Kanawha Plaza, if you're local.
And if you're not, make the damn trip.
Yeah, definitely.
Step up, Junior.
Definitely.
So. I am going to make you laugh the entire show.
Not going to happen.
Nobody's going to hear the first take of me trying to do that intro, right?
Nope.
Don't know what you're talking about.
So is that it for your geeky sweep?
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for my geeky sweep.
It's kind of geeky. Tell people what you put your notes on for today.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to be a little bit low tech because I didn't want to lug a whole lot around with me. And we have all of these old library catalog cards at work because I work in a library and we don't use it anymore. So I wrote my geeky sweep notes and other things on those.
Catalog card.
Catalog
yeah,
card. Catalog.
I know. It's crazy. It's not on Google.
I know.
It's all insane. Dewey Decimal.
No, sir. This is Library of Congress.
Get it right. So sorry.
This is
she had the card face down.
Library man is going to come and kick your butt.
I'll just file it under butts.
What have you been doing?
Geeky this week?
Sure.
Yeah. It's been a pretty geeky week. We saw Inception, finally.
Oh, really?
Took it off my list of shame, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good job. And,
you know, for a while, Kevin was here, and so he wouldn't have wanted to go see it.
Yeah, I don't think he would have wanted to see it.
And then we've just been really busy, but we finally went to go see it.
You know, I was like,
I'll sit with you for it.
Like, you want to go to the movies? Like, oh, what's that movie you wanted to see? I'm like, well, I want to see Inception, but I really don't know that you want to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, no, we finally got to go see that. And that was definitely interesting, kind of the whole time trying to figure out, you know, what layer they're on. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give
really
it. It
good.
Definitely.
I've seen the diagram, so I have the concept of what you're talking about.
And the ending definitely leaves it sort of up for interpretation. You know, you could make an argument that it's one way, you can make an argument that it's another way. So
you can make
kind
an
of
argument
very...
that it's Dreamscape 2, Electric Boogaloo.
You could. So it's just kind
Natalie
of...
Wood and all that?
And that's Brainstorm.
Oh, okay. That's. Yeah, you're right.
Something Sorry. Storm and something brain and something happened. Lots of explosions and it was good. And who's the actor that I like?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, I like him and he was in that movie.
Speaking of which, has everybody seen him?
He does a cover of Bad Romance. Lady Gaga's Bad Romance on
show.
The acoustic guitar.
He's got a guitar and he does a show. And at the very end of it, he does Bad Romance and effing rocks.
Including the French part. It was really, really good.
As soon as this is done.
Wow. Soon
oh, yeah, yeah.
Is done.
Soon
yes.
No
if this was a different show, we'd pause. But
he was also in a totally terrible movie that we watched in MST and got drunk while watching G.I. Joe.
Yes. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Oh, my God. That movie's horrible, isn't it?
But I got to say, I had a much better time. Than I did at Transformers 2, because there were moments where I'm like, okay, yeah, all they did was just like watch some kid take some toys, and they just like, okay, CGI.
It was so to the adventure. You almost see the kid's hand going, like flipping them through the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm going to jump on this car. You know, he's got his Matchbox toys, and he's got all his little play sets.
I think it's a military movie. They would want to get the military aspect of it right.
No. Why bother?
Yeah, why bother letting a sergeant become a pilot and becoming a guy who is a major become a captain?
Okay, are you seriously going to start to call into question the military order of G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I want you to think about that. I do want to point out that for I was not prepared for Snake Eyes to have a mouth on his mask.
Yes.
And that was so effing creepy.
Well,
there was a time.
There was one scene they actually kind of changed a little bit where he actually lips something.
Yeah,
he actually says something at one time. They kind of
knew
they took it out.
That bothered me.
Yeah,
that bothered me. Otherwise, the Snake Eye stuff. Yeah, that's awesome. But
it has some good explosions and some scantily clad, you know, good looking women. So
the Baroness,
what else do you really want?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Basically, Baroness. I want.
Yeah.
But not a good movie. Not a good movie at all. And Dennis Quaid, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, right?
You should be so ashamed
of
yourself.
What else is he doing right now?
Gambling or something?
There's always some Disney uplifting, heartwarming movie he could be in. Good God.
The Rookie? He's going to do The Rookie, too? I mean,
sure.
No.
Still rookier or still something.
Rookie.
I don't know.
Still rookie-ish.
I have to wonder, though, like the way you were describing it just now, like maybe they were intending to make it like it was some kid playing.
See?
Because that would be really cool.
That could be the level. That's Inception level of it.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Oh, once again, I don't know how Marlon Wayans keeps getting work.
God, he was...
He is so bad in this movie. He is so bad.
I couldn't tell.
He's such a stereotype. of...
Yeah.
Okay. Marlon Wayans. They got Marlon Wayans to come be in the movie.
Yeah.
And, seriously. No, he's just being Marlon
he's
Wayans.
Playing Marlon exactly. Wayans. Hey, right.
Hey, everybody, I'm in the movie. I'm going to have a sandwich now. I mean, what the... Didn't buy any of that at all. I'm just like, wow, why?
Why are you in this
so
movie, Marlon
weird.
Wayans?
I don't understand. You know what this movie needs? We need Marlon Wayans.
And cowbell.
That's so sure.
There was some cowbell.
That's a cowbell.
Yeah, a
little bit.
A solo. we've been watching a lot of football. You know, the NFL.
Yes!
Started. Woo! And opening weekend, they had a preview. DirecTV had a preview of the Sunday Ticket, the one that cost like $300.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's awesome to be able to just watch like every show.
Every game.
And they had the Red Zone where you can just watch like
I
all
got that
the scores.
The first year we got DirecTV, it came with it free. And then I got to watch all the games that I wanted to watch. I was like, great. And then I realized I wasn't watching all the games. I was watching the ones I would have watched anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We're Redskins fans.
Yeah.
And that's our local market. So we're always
going to
get Redskins
that.
Games.
If yeah. we, it's not you San know, Diego.
Somewhere and couldn't get our games, then that might justify the expense, but probably not.
Especially if they're going to beat the Cowboys like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much that the Redskins beat the Cowboys, it was the Cowboys beat themselves, but we'll take it.
That means that they were the worst team on the field, and that's all I need.
That's true.
That's
exactly.
all I need.
Hey, 4 seconds left in the quarter, in the half. You might want to down the ball, you
moron. No, we're playing the Redskins. We've got time to throw one, and they didn't even line up for like a deep throw like that. They just...
No.
It was like, what are they going to do, throw it 20 yards and run the rest of the way?
Yeah, they were on the 25.
Weird. Oh, and my fantasy team, totally kicked butt in fantasy. Do you ever do a fantasy? Have you ever done a fantasy team?
Yeah, we did it last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just didn't do it this year.
You just didn't do it this year. No. Well, I've got a team with my old work, where I used to work, and the people are really into it and like talking smack and like really managing it, so I got to keep up, but I crushed.
Yeah!
Crushed, like 117-80. I totally crushed.
Good job.
I had the Ravens defense, and they had a really good week. And, you know, Jay Cutler is my quarterback, and
but
a couple
other
really
good
people. But
who got pulled out of your lineup because someone got pulled out at the last minute? You
I don't
didn't
even
see
remember
it.
Somebody.
So that's with one person missing.
With one person getting no score at all, I totally crushed. Yeah, that was awesome. So I got to kind of manage it and keep up with it. But yeah, fantasy football is kind of fun. And it's really geeky because it is sort of stats, and you have to pay attention to like numbers. And
have you seen the comic that's an illustration of the comparison between Dungeons & Dragons and fantasy football?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Seen it.
I will send it to you.
It's probably pretty similar, you know. Yeah.
It
cool.
really is.
Have you seen the commercial where there's this guy's like at a cafeteria table and they're sitting there and they're doing all the stuff for like fantasy football and stats, and have to point too much this way, and this one guy looks up and there's like chubby fat loser kids or whatever, and he goes, nerds. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's just awesome.
It really is pretty funny. You know, our reality shows
other Asian kid is there too
over the summer are starting to wrap up, so you know we're close to the end of Top Chef. They went to Singapore for the final, so that's pretty cool. And Project Runway is, you know, starting to wind down ish I don't know, Project Runway this year they've added a lot of like extra time where you get to see the people being catty, and you always knew that was happening, but it's just really not necessary.
Yeah, they didn't really focus on it, which I did enjoy, but
yeah, and Wipeout is probably close to being over, but that's
it
been
is
our
over.
Fun summer guilty pleasure.
They finished
pleasure.
It up last really? Night.
Oh, we haven't watched last night, so,
yeah.
so
okay.
you know, we've got one more left. We can save it for whatever
well,
we want.
Two, because they had two episodes last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched them both. They were cool.
Oh, okay. I read a Doctor Who book. I can't remember what it's called, but it was like Rose gets turned into stone. It was pretty good. It was like a Rose with David Tennant. Time frame era Doctor Who books. There's tons of them, and I've got a big stack of them to read. I bought the starter online because I didn't get my act together to get it at Dragon Con and get Scott Sigler to buy it, but I went online and bought it, so it'll come in the mail.
Yeah,
that's what I'm. Yeah, okay. Sign it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, buy my book that you wrote. Buy it for me.
Buy it. Give me my book.
That's not what I meant.
Well, if you're wearing the same outfit you met Cora Nemekin, he probably would have.
No. And then like school, so I took time off from University of Phoenix stuff for the beginning week of school, like the very first week back at school when all the students and stuff were there.
Yeah.
But that's not really when my life was busy. The week before. Was like the busiest week of my entire life. And so I finished up a class and still managed to get an A in it. I was turning stuff in at Dragon Con. I was logging on to the internet and turning in assignments at Dragon Con. So that was ridiculous. But I'm taking a 2 week break before I start my next class, which is a psychology class, but like a learning class. I think it's kind of interesting. And my new job is pretty cool. I'm kind of like training, tech support, co-teaching with the teachers. And it's really busy because I've got like an infinite amount of software programs that I need to train on.
Mm-hmm.
But just some really cool stuff. We use this like video conferencing software called Illuminate that's really, really cool. And you can go in and take control of somebody else's computer, and there's all kinds of fun stuff. I'm like learning like tons of stuff. I'm totally geeking out. I know
you're
like
gonna
all
download
this stuff.
Porn.
No, but I know how to do. It was funny. I was because my friend was showing me how to use it, and I took control of his computer and pretended like I was gonna send a nasty email to the superintendent, and then like didn't send it, but it was yeah, it was nerdy,
it made
nerdy,
me
nerdy
geek
fun.
Myself.
Exactly. My phone has been acting weird, so I went to the Verizon store, and
always a pleasant time at your friendly local neighborhood Verizon store.
Do you go to the local one?
No. And, I forgot they opened the one.
Oh
here.
Yeah, but that's not really like real Verizon store. I don't know. It's like authorized retailer or whatever.
Yeah, that's.
But no. So it started with Facebook, the app, and it won't download the notifications or anything. Like, it won't work. The Facebook app isn't working.
You don't get sucked into it.
And there's, like, two or three other things that are just not working. And so I take it, and he goes, oh, well, I'm going to do this, like, hard reset. Do you know your, like, Gmail login? I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Hard reset. He wiped every goddamn thing off my phone. Everything.
So what wow. Reset means.
All my text messages, all the people's pictures for contacts, all the contacts, which luckily I had them backed up, like that backup assistant thing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He neglected. I mean, I should have put that together. I really should have, but he wiped everything. But kind of silver lining, the way I set it, I took like hours and set it back up, and then I put it like in a different way, and now it's like perfect. I've got it exactly the way I want it. But uh-huh. The Facebook thing, the original reason I took it in is still freaking broken. But he's like,
take it back. See what
he's
happens.
Like, he's like bullying me in the store. He's like, well, these are on like major back order anyway, so shouldn't you just live with it? Because you're never going to get another one. I was like, oh, you jerk. So,
yeah, and your manager's name is what exactly?
He didn't come out and say that, but he like intimated it.
He's a Cowboys fan.
And he was a Cowboys fan.
Oh.
But you need to go to a different store.
I do. He was like, well, you know, they're kind of back ordered. And then he tries to sell Flynn the new one, the Samsung one. Well, Samsung Fascinate.
Except he also basically said that the iPhone will be out for Verizon by next May.
Yeah, he was trying to like not say it, but he was like, you know what you're going to want in next May. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah,
you know you're getting the phone then anyway, because I'm not saying it, but you know. I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what are you holding? So my phone doesn't work, but I'm going to just deal with life and just get
suck
over
it up.
It. Yeah. And then like the number one biggest thing in my life, and I swear this is the last thing, has been roller derby. Everybody knows about roller derby, but my skills test is next week. So by our next weekly show, I will know if I'm on the team. Now, the skills test takes the entire 3 hours. There is an endurance test. You've got to do 25 laps in 5 minutes, which at last night's practice, I finally made it for the first time.
Good.
Very excited.
Good.
I got brand new skates. So that
good.
Helped a
that
lot.
Helps, I'm sure.
They're really, really sturdy and steady, and they were not cheap. But yeah, I invested in brand new skates.
Scapatez.
And
wheelie shoes.
And then there's a skills test where you have to do all these different things, like fall down and get back up.
Whoa. Like that glass of water.
Knock your drink over. I almost just knocked my drink over gesturing. But you have to do like all the different falls. You have to do like all these different tricks and moves and stuff. And then there's a written test, and you can only get a certain number of them wrong. And if you fail even one part of the skills test, you fail and have to do the whole fresh meat thing over.
Wow.
Yeah, ridiculous. So I'm trying not to like overthink it or get nervous, because I can do all of these skills. Like,
if you can do them, you can do them.
I've been bouting with the team when we've been practicing. Like, we've been doing scrimmages like against each other and all these
A
different things.
A team versus B team, yeah.
Yeah, and against like the A team, like the Pose Punishers. I've been in there mixing it up with them. If I can bout with them, I can pass this freaking test. So
exactly.
So by next week, I will know if I'm on the team. And then if I make the team, excuse me,
when I make the team,
there you go.
I will be bouting in the October 23rd bout.
Really?
At home. So, you know, and then there's also one, if you can't make that one, there's also one in December, this huge invitational with like over 20 teams from all over the East Coast. Ooh. Are coming for this like major kind of tournament / exhibition / like there's different drills, and the Pose will bout against somebody, and there'll be men's teams and women's teams. So it's going to be really, really cool. And I'll put more information about that up.
Centaurs.
Now, when I make the team, I will also be able to officially like have my name. And the longer I think about it, the more I keep coming up with like different ideas for names. So I think I'm going to put a poll up, and I'll still have the final say on which one I pick, but I think I'm going to get some opinions. I'm going to put up a poll.
Have you checked all the names and make sure all of them
are? Yes, there
open?
Is a database, and you have to check it to make sure that it's not already taken.
Okay.
Yes, and I've checked them. Misinformation. Hers was Blonde Rambition, which I thought was kind of cool. It's sort of a play on the Madonna.
Yeah.
What if I ever want to dye my hair a different color? Then I don't know what I'm going to do. And then one of the other ones
you
I was thinking of
anyway.
Is that my family heritage originally is Scottish. So I thought this would be kind of cool. It's This'll Hurt, but it's spelled like like a thistle. Yeah. And then so it's like two words. I thought that was kind of clever play on words, right? And then, well, you know, my name starts with a T, my real name. And it's not like it's some secret.
I know, right?
Like it was like Thomas.
Yeah, it's Terry Fletcher's is actually Thomas. That's awesome.
So no, it's Terrence.
And Philip.
And but my dad used to call me T-Bone when I was a little kid, so I was thinking like T-Bone steak would be kind of a fun one too. I don't know. But I got to think of something good, and I got to figure it out because I'm going to make the team next week, and I got to have my name. So if anybody has any just like really good, crazy suggestions or wants to vote, Anna's already thinking of something, and she's going to write me down one, which is awesome. So I'm going to stop yapping. That's been my geeky sweep.
Hey, who do you send it to if you have ideas?
Well, you can post it at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. You can send me an email, flimstress@geekradiodaily.com. Or you can call me a voicemail, 206-3-FUN-HECK.
Ah, okay.
And I'll do the other ones later.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Before DragonCon, I got to see a couple of geeky movies. I saw the newest Batman animated feature, the Under the Red Hood.
Yes. Good times.
It's a good story. Yeah. They did a lot of things very well. There's a few things I would have changed.
Such as?
The first, there was no blood. Someone gets shot with a sniper rifle, there was no bullet hole. It's kind of funny because they fell down. It's like, what the hell happened to them? Oh, they're being shot from a sniper rifle.
Yeah, but...
Even just a hole. Put a hole in them.
It's still animation, so it's still sort of considered kids. It's very tough to do... Like, PG-13 for animation is totally different than...
Then do it in silhouette or something, you know?
Yeah, true.
Something I can see what the heck's going on. So it's, otherwise, it's... Plump.
Worked what? For Limbo, so yeah.
Yeah. Also, the first scene of the movie, the one that's a flashback, it's 5 years previous.
Yes.
I would have put in that scene a little bit later in the movie to make what happens later more of a surprise, less of a ta-da. Yeah, well, all right, we're showing this so early, we're going to be referencing it. You know, this is going to come back later.
Well, it served as the motivation for characters.
Yeah, it did, but I would have put it a little bit later. Yeah, maybe when they're talking to the Joker the first time.
That was just me. I was happy to see that.
But Ape Pants. It was
there
definitely
you go.
Good.
Good stuff.
Also saw Planet Hulk.
Okay.
It was a good story.
Oh, we saw that one too.
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
I didn't read the comic that it was based off of, but I am familiar with the story.
Who reads anymore, really?
Really.
No kidding.
That's
why they make movies.
Yeah, if you don't know the story, yeah, the Hulk is captured and drugged and sent on a rocket ship to a peaceful planet, but he knocks the rocket off course, lands on a world that is taken captive... and forced to fight in gladiator-type
combat. He lands
combats.
In Spartacus' world.
Yep, something like that. So. Close enough. It's a kind of a plain story.
Mm. No, but the thing about the reigning viruses, what was that?
Yeah,
that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's how this one guy was keeping the world that way.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It was just awesome to get to see something with the Hulk where Hulk gets to smash.
Yeah.
With no holding backs.
There was no, for me, there wasn't a whole lot of excitement other than the combat scenes. So there was no...
Welcome to the Hulk.
Yeah. Seven Pants.
If Peter David's not writing it, welcome to the Hulk.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see. Fallout, before I went, was a excellent weekend. They had, Friday night was The End Is Nigh.
So then after you went, it was a bad weekend.
Well, I wasn't there that weekend.
He's saying the weekend before we went away.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm keeping up and I'm on Facebook.
Way to double task there, dear. The End Is Nigh. At midnight, they shut off the lights and came up with the loudspeakers and pretended it was a nuclear attack. So
duck and cover.
Yeah, duck and cover. The whole, you know, all right, we don't know what's going on. Stay inside.
I saw that Twilight Zone episode.
And they kept the lights off all night long. They just shut the power off
all night.
Everybody had they hand out glow sticks.
Of course
so,
they did.
So everybody got to see bright, you know, black light. The next night was Doomsday. This was the rise of the new civilization. It's post-apocalyptic Mad Max type world. They put a great show on. One of the best nights of entertainment I was, as far as I've been concerned, at Fallout. I'm sure it took them like days to clean up afterwards, though.
The only way I was going to go was if I could get my Butters costume done in time.
For what? For Captain?
Where Rick Cartman convinces him there's been a nuclear war.
Oh yeah, and he like rebuilds the town.
Casa Bonita, come on. Casa Bonita. Okay.
I think I missed that one. Damn it.
How did you miss it? Okay, go ahead. Right. Casa Bonita, damn it.
More sopapillas, please.
Sopapillas, please.
That's pretty much been my geeky sweep because after I came back from Dragon Con, I recovered.
Yeah, pretty much.
Slept a lot.
Sleeping. That's good. That's a good thing. So let's see. What did you forget that I didn't? We saw the Slammin' Salmon. This is
yes.
That was actually pretty funny.
It was a pretty funny movie, Broken
Lizards. I love the Broken Lizards. I mean, make it to, it's not the Broken Lizards. I just totally messed that up. But fine. They are awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're all the wait staff at this very high-end exclusive restaurant, and the owner is Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, who's the heavyweight boxer
who comes in and is like, okay, we've got to make $20,000 tonight or I lose the place. So there you go, hijinks ensue.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Waiting crossed with like.
If it wasn't for Waiting, this would have been, you know, it's not the level of Super Troopers.
Yeah,
it's not Club Dread, but I think it's better than Beer Fest because it's more of a personal story.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I liked it for that. And Michael Clark Duncan is incredibly funny. Every time he is on screen, he says the funniest things. You will just.
He is hilarious.
Crack up
when you assume you make an ass out of yourself.
I guessed it on Screen Geeks like two episodes back for the strange movie sequels, where we discussed such odd sequels as The Sting 2. I don't know if you remember that one.
I remember them.
Jackie Gleason and Mac Davis take over for Paul Newman and Robert Redford in The Sting 2.
Ooh.
Shock Treatment, our Rocky sequel, you know, Rocky Horror, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Inspector Clouseau, the third of the Inspector Clouseau movies that doesn't have Peter Sellers.
Yeah, it's got...
Alan Arkin, not directed by Blake Edwards.
Okay. I'm thinking the son of the Pink Panther.
No, this is like 4 years after Shot in the Dark. After Shot in the Dark, like Peter Sellers and Blake... what? Yes?
Blake Edwards.
Am I interrupting your Facebook?
No.
They got mad. They stopped talking to each other. 4 years later, they got back together to make that movie, The Party. Meanwhile, the company that owned it was like, we want to do a Clouseau movie. Well, we're doing this. Well, fine. We'll make it without you. Weird. Just weird. So anyway, there's that. I've been playing Resident Evil, the second of the Resident Evil shooters for Nintendo.
Okay.
This one is much better than the first one. It's really cool to play through Resident Evil 2, because that's a good chunk of this, which is good times. We watched the Emmys. Does anybody have any idea who won the flipping Emmy thing?
I was actually trying to go through it today to figure out who
you didn't
had won.
Figure it out? Then it was me.
Actually, I have to go back, and all of the ones that we try to fill out are not all in the daytime, the primetime Emmys. So some of the competition. So I have to go back and do a spreadsheet with all the lists.
Okay. So I won.
Have fun with that.
I won. Yeah. So there you go. Halo Reach. Halo Reach is out. Oh my God. Halo Reach is awesome. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. And I haven't even played
it. We're lucky he's not playing it right now.
You really are.
Yeah.
You really, really are. I tried to get this move to Monday so I would have tonight free.
A couple extra times, days.
Yeah.
You can play afterwards.
No, actually, I can't. I've got things I've got to do. But you know, it's fun. It's really cool. You get to personalize your Spartan because this is the end of everything, which is the beginning of where all of this.
Oh, Halo,
you could have a female Spartan.
You can, because there were multiple Spartans back then. That's one. It's first thing you do is you have to customize your Spartan, pick male, female, get your armor stuff. Blah 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 blah.
Can you change the color of the armors?
Yeah,
you can make one light red.
Yeah, they have a color for light red. Yeah, they call it.
You know, Billy, you're not looking so good. A little pale. Maybe you're getting a fever. I think you should stay home tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Look at the black plum pop.
There was no British accent in that.
No.
You are just all over the place. No more caffeine for the Bruce.
Apparently not.
Almost empty. That's
good.
So I had the week while we were at Dragon Con off from school because I planned very well and my life didn't completely change because things shifted. So that was good. But I'm back to it now and, small group and team communications. Damn it. The one part of the online class I don't like is the group communication projects. Here's a whole class devoted to the study of it. That's fantastic.
Son of a...
Yeah, so what are you going to do? So other than that, yeah. So everybody should be getting online. So we should all be playing Halo. I've not done the multiplayer. I've only done the story mode, but that's okay. That's the awesome stuff anyway.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement, to your underground lair. It's GRD news.
And news, because you have pub crawl.
Pub crawl.
It's right around the corner. So we're going to officially announce this thing now?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Go for it.
It's on November 6th. And mark your calendar, kiddos.
We actually sort of knew this last year.
Children, but you know
we
what I mean.
Did know that sort of last year that we were doing it this day. And
how do we know?
Because it's the same day as the Urbana Oyster Festival.
As opposed to the same day. Last year was the same day as like a family reunion in North Carolina.
So
we
that
had to drive
morning we
back.
Drove down to
yeah,
the
that's
family
right,
reunion.
Because,
came back the same
because
day.
Because Drace stayed the night at my house the Friday And before
Shay. But yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Shrey. That's right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Wow. Trace lives in like North Dakota or something.
Well, sorry.
She could come to Pub Crawl. Come to Pub Crawl.
Yes, come to Pub Crawl.
By all means.
Please come to Pub Crawl.
It's November 6th and it's going to be awesome. So much fun.
Downtown Richmond.
Yeah. Start at Richbrow as is the tradition and then move from there. And it's like a little mini con. We'd always, without the panels and the crap.
And
we
hopefully
just have
my
fun.
Back will.
Is Richbrow still open?
Oh, no. Maybe
I thought
not.
I heard they closed. Remind.
So yeah. We're going to start at Richbrow. We're going to break in the place.
We'll start outside of Richbrow, where Richbrow used to be.
Bar.
No, you know, I'm pretty sure I heard that it was close
this
to
is
it.
This is where so. We used to drink.
We'll find a good
place. I was
place.
A little bummed
like
when I
heard.
We'll find a good place.
That's, it's fine.
Shanae, maybe, Shanae. Or something
yeah,
like that.
We'll have, you know, we'll have information up at
GeekRadioDaily.com.
Yeah,
I'll go down there and scout it out this weekend.
Sure.
Okay. Go for it.
Why not? On skates. That'll be awesome. And
cover some good distance on skates.
Yeah, with the cobblestone streets.
Cobblestone.
Oh, I'd love to see you go on cobblestone streets with skates on. Can I just watch that happen?
Nope.
So, do we have any dates for cons next year? Because we have something early in the year, no?
Yeah, we have two cons that we're going to go to, but they're all the same weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, the GRD crew is going to split, I think. Maybe we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
March. Yeah. You know, so start looking for us on the con circuit starting in March. Is it really a con circuit? Start
sure
in March. Is.
Yeah,
start in March. And you know, Ravencon
will
be in
April. If you don't believe there's
April.
A con circuit, just go to the Filk Room.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
See, that's a joke for people who go to cons right there. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, what do we got here? Hello, my geeps. I'm at the GRD's weekly recording as I write this.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, really?
How meta is that? That's right. I'm not paying attention to you.
Screw you,
is that from Anna?
Dragon Con, what no. can I say? Costumes, drinking, panels, drinking, stars, costumes, Stan Lee calling the cops, Parker Lewis, drinking, steampunk, superheroes, Trekkies, Trekkers, stormtroopers, drinking, yeah, it's something like that. That's from Surreal.
Oh, he was from the one we did
he
at
was,
Dragon
right,
Con.
That's
oh.
what
the, and he did that from the front row, if I remember
yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, he was.
Timey, wimey, wibbly yes. wobbly.
He had to stay close to the vicar just in case he passed out drunk.
Dear GRD amigos, I've just finished listening to the Sweekly from Dragon Con, and I must say I'm upset, disgusted, and offended. Well, maybe
we
upset,
did a good job.
Angry, and offended. I'm not sure, but something like one of those for certain. That Coronemic fellow kept making lewd remarks concerning the Flintstress's outfit and seemed really turned on, causing him to boldly hit on her over and over. Well, I never. Humph. I went to GeekRadioDaily.com's website looking for the photos, but there were none. Why could I not see her revealing and seductive shirt? Just because I am not a celebrity. How dare you? Perhaps I will just become a star of stage and screen to spite you, so you will have to send me a videotape. However, GRD is the best darn podcast around, despite the snub from those Parsec judges. So until Coronemic comes over to check out my wet t-shirt, I'll just have to make mine Geek Radio Daily. That's from Craig. Now,
it's on my to-do list. I do need to put the pictures on the forum.
But we should... It was just a GRD shirt, right?
Nope.
What? When this, I was wearing?
Yeah.
No.
No, it was like a tank top with the corset, remember?
No.
It was an underbust, wasn't it?
It was an underbust
corset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what was the shirt?
It was good times.
It was awesome. So yeah. Sorry, you should have been there.
You should have been
Someone
there.
Someone should have
been there. Then you would have seen
I have
yourself.
Lots of photos as well, but
yeah,
I haven't taken them off my camera yet.
Yeah, we need those.
That's a way of saying that.
I will
that.
Be glad to share them.
Thank you.
So, voicemail.
Hello, my geeps. This is Surreal at Dragon Con.
He's doing this on the front row, too.
GRD, hi to me. And if you're playing it after you get home, then hi to me in the past. Just going to let you guys know this is an awesome con, and I'm so glad to be here. And we will catch you later. Oh, and the fact that I finally got that evil Surreal taken care of. So this is the good one.
Or is it?
Dun, dun,
dun, dun.
I don't know that we ever got the call on that because, you know, you normally tell by the Spock beard, but Surreal's kind of always had that. So has he always been evil? Or I don't know. I just don't know.
That's
or are we
that,
in
that's
the mirror
another
universe?
Computer.
Hey, this is Sam. Really? Really? You guys went and had a Dragon Con without me? Really?
Yep.
Bruce?
Yep.
Billy?
Yeah.
Flintstress? Probably PRS.
No.
All of
no.
you. Without me.
No.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
Wah, wah.
But I will feel better next year when I am 2011 Dragon Con Trivia Champion. Thank you very much.
You
I
trivia
miss you all.
Year,
love to everybody.
You know, thanks. Sam the Mena, I have not yet put your t-shirt in the mail. Maybe you should be a little nicer to us.
Oh, no. bitch.
Oh.
He's not Sam the Mena anymore.
No, he's not.
No.
He's
oh, yeah,
apparently
Sam the Philly.
Sam the Philly.
I don't like the ring
Sam
of
the Philly, no peppers.
Really, no peppers.
No peppers. So, Sam, I mean, you know, it's not like we kept Dragon Con a secret. I mean, yeah, everybody kind of knew where it was. I mean, we seemed to find it. Corin Nimick seemed to have found it just fine.
You were there last year. You knew where it was.
Yeah. Start putting pennies in the piggy bank now.
Do it.
Do it.
Hey, guys. It's Indigo calling to say, hope you guys are enjoying Dragon Con.
We were.
I myself was very scared just recently. Not out of any actual horror, but when you have that one franchise you stick to that was the thing that got you into geekery, and you hear
McDonald's.
It may be messed with, you get a genuine defensive
pull. Space 1999?
But there was even slightly a rumor that Back to the Future was going to be remade with Justin Bieber. My soul almost sprung out and died on me. Just the thought filled me with such rage. Back to the Future is my defining geek movie, and I would not want to see it remade to begin with, but sure. If that had been true, if it had been Bieber, I would have
just slapped that little girl.
So yeah, no, it was a rumor that was going around, and it's been squashed, thankfully.
Thankfully.
But yeah, wow. He'd be better in Explorers anyway. So, let's see how well you can lip sync.
Hello, this is Anna with a message to the GRD Nation. Let me tell you people,
that's awesome.
If GRD gets a podcast slot on the podcasting track next year at DragonCon, with Corin Nimick, you have to go. Oh my goodness, I cannot express with words alone just how amazingly fun that was.
She'll have to do it with dance.
That was probably one of the hours I spent at DragonCon this year. And I'm really looking forward to doing it again. So start planning now. Start saving those pennies. Because you got to be there. Seriously, you've got to be there. Bye.
Apparently you have to be there.
Apparently.
So and that was from Anna.
It was so much. Did you call like sort of kind of close to after the show, or were you still had the glow on, the Corin Nimick glow?
No, I called that in after I listened to the recording of the show.
I listened
to it
and
still
I never
so
listened.
Awesome. I was like
I've listened to it
squeeing
twice.
In my room and I had to call.
So yeah. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn's result at geekradiodaily.com. Or of course you could drop the voicemail too.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
The what now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Once more with feeling.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
You don't look good. I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're a silky boy.
Don't overlook my bat. I work out all the time. And reaping burns a lot of calories.
Is the GRD Fit Club all the geek without the weight? Well, those of you who go to the gym and suffer from one-upsmanship, you might want to stop that.
Okay.
Okay. It happens. People go to the gym, and let's just say I have my job that I do now. I have to walk clients around the gym and show them new pieces of equipment and demonstrate it for them and then have them do it, you know, do the same exercises. And I walk around, and I'll do an exercise, and I'll put a decent amount of weight down so I can feel it and have the form proper. I recently had a person take one of my classes, and he was bound and determined that he was going to do all the same weights that I could do. Okay. I kept, just to show this guy, I was like, listen, I'm not going to tell him, hey, you might not want to do the same weights I'm doing. I'm going to show him how bad of an idea it is. I started upping the weights from just kind of like, okay, I feel this a little bit, to let's get near to my workout weights that I actually start doing some of these exercises doing. It got down to the last machine that we were showing. It was like 6 machines for the upper body, and I got down to the tricep extension. And I put 100 pounds in this thing. And it was not, it's close to my workout weight. It's not quite there yet. But I did my reps showing him, talking about it. And then he got on it, and I think he killed himself trying to get this weight. He suffered from the one-upsmanship. He's like, you can do it, I can do it. Listen, I don't do that. There are people in the gym that can lift a heck of a lot more weight than I am. I'm smart enough to realize, oh no, don't try that. You're going to be in bed for 3 days, in a bad way.
This is quite homoerotic.
No.
Do your own workout. Do not get sucked into what other people are doing as far as just the exercises or the weights that they're doing. You can seriously, seriously injure yourself that way. If you want to know what a new exercise is, you see somebody else doing, have them show you or talk to a professional. It's like, hey, I saw this. Can I talk to you about this? No problem. But don't go playing the whole, hey, if you can do it, I can do it game. It's a bad way.
You work there. Wasn't it like your responsibility to tell him, no, dude, don't do it?
Sir, can I see your authorization to do my weight?
I did not want to call the guy out in front of the other people that were in the class. I didn't want to embarrass the guy.
I didn't want to embarrass him.
I figured, just hurt yourself, fool.
Well, I was...
Did he get hurt? Like, hurt her?
No, he didn't. Oh, okay. He did not get hurt. The last exercise he did, he tried like one rep and he was like, oh, God. Okay. And then he just stopped. It's like, all right, you might want to lower the weight, man. So that was pretty
Wow, that was a very evil look on your face.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It's like, you might want to lower the weight.
So don't have an ego. That's what Bruce is saying to you. And if you'd like to get some other types of help, because there's an entire Fit Club section on the forums at geekradiodaily.com that's there 24/7 waiting for you to come by, ask questions. Just talk to folks. Recipes are good. We haven't had recipes in a while.
No, we haven't.
We need some new recipes.
I could share the combination I've been doing for my smoothies.
Yes.
Mm. I'll do that.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to have that coming up soon, so you got to come in for that. This is episode 94. We will be talking Dragon Con and all the fun it was. It'll be back in just a moment. Thank you for being here.
Immortality, longevity, an endless lifespan. What would you do to become immortal?
My name is McAllen Orsel. I'm a genetic scientist in New York. I'm caught in a secret war between two powerful groups of immortals. I've been told that I am a messiah to a group of people I barely know. I'm forced on a quest around the globe to fulfill a destiny I never chose. If only I can stay alive.
From Krzysztof Lipucka comes the Leviathan Chronicles, an audio adventure like you've never heard before.
What is Leviathan?
We have been among you for almost a millennia.
What? Immortal?
They can't know about Leviathan.
Blow those charges.
No!
Why have you brought me here?
You are here because we need your help.
She was never trained for this.
She was bred for it, Anton.
But she doesn't know that.
You'll need to find the key, McAllen.
To discover the Leviathan Chronicles and get the next dimension in podcasting, go to www.leviathanchronicles.com.
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
So, Augie, when are you going to get a chance to, you know, take it easy?
If that's a polite way to ask me when I'm retiring, never. They tried to force me out 10 years ago. 10 years from now, I'll still be here. Of course, you don't enjoy my longevity without learning a few vital secrets along the way. I'll share my biggest discovery, if you'll promise not to tell anyone else. Nothing clobbers a stain like club soda. Nothing.
I'll remember that next time I get brain juice on my shirt.
You know what else? All that stuff you hear about each day being a new day? It's bull. Every day is not new. It's every minute. 1 minute you're riding high, then a minute later you're face down in the dumpster. But it doesn't make any difference, because a minute later you're up here again. Life's a wonderful thing, Parker. As long as you realize sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But you're never either one for very long.
That was profound.
Thank you. I told you, I'm in a zen type of mode right now.
Yes, you are.
Welcome to GRDS Weekly. It's episode 94. It is our Dragon Con recap, and I had to think about it very hard because I came close to saying recop. I really, really did.
What's a recop?
That same awful cop. So right away, let's go ahead and just break into this. Dragon Con, fix your damn line system for badges.
Yes. Yes, fix it. It is.
Fix it.
The worst
fix
part
it,
about
fix
it,
it. Fix it.
The worst part about it.
Fix it.
Is getting up to the line. Them having to take your card, go through this huge book, flip, 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 look for your name where you have to do the exact same thing. Amazing enough, I found mine a hell of a lot quicker than he found mine. And then they take the badge, they take the sticker off, they put it on your pre-stick these things.
Okay. Dragon Con, volunteers, I love all the work that you do, uh-huh. And you work so hard.
Yes, you do.
But if I can pull from the stupid management rule book there for a moment, how about working smarter?
Yeah.
And not quite as hard.
Especially because, you know, most geeks, if you polled the participants at Dragon Con, right, and gauged their tech savvy levels, mm-hmm. when do you think that everybody could handle some type of technology solution?
There's some
right?
Steves in the crowd.
Right? Get the There's Steves on
Steve
it.
There's Steves in the crowd. Now, this year they did try to break it up and just had, like, you know, not quite as many deviation in letters. But it was weird because it still took, you know, even longer than it did last year. And there was the wonderful moment where I got called up, as did Techno Guru and Shrilla were with us. Yeah. She got called up because our last names are in one of these. Oh, come on up.
Yeah.
So we go on up. Meanwhile, there's still people in this line, as we learn after we get into the line closer to where it is, after you know, taking 2.5-3 hours, whatever it was, who were still waiting to go to our lines. So how did they come get us? No idea. Nobody has any idea what's going on there at
all.
No,
they don't.
Now, and our friend with the last name M ended up waiting in line for like 6 hours.
Well, okay, it was like four. It was 4 hours. It was 4 hours for him to get a badge.
And I got there. I got 2 hours in line, but you got yours the night before. Did you get yours the night before?
I got mine Thursday night.
Yeah. I got mine Friday morning.
Okay, let's see. There you go. So yeah, because everyone wants to get it Thursday because there's stuff that happens early in the morning.
Yeah,
you don't
exactly.
want to do it Friday if there's stuff there. Like last year.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
last year I got screwed.
Shatner were first thing in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Before they even started giving out badges. So yeah, but and you know, it was like, why
can't technically their panel was at 10,
true.
But we got in line at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, they started giving out badges at 8 this year, which is so much better.
Which did help. It really did help. They thought about it and they understood it, but they still don't have it fixed.
Well,
and got even more people this year.
There is going to be...
The thing that I saw that seemed to be the biggest problem is they didn't have enough volunteers to handle the whole process. Like, they just don't have enough people working to process everybody through. So,
because everybody was working all night, all day Thursday. They opened up the line, 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and made them work all the way till, almost 1 in the morning to get the people through the lines. And
I don't
then
know,
they
I was drunk
there.
By then.
Yeah, and then they had people back in there, you know, starting the lineup at 8 o'clock, which means they had to be there at 7. I mean, they worked their asses off.
The volunteer system is awesome, but, you know, you're going to have to pay some folks.
Yeah.
Because that, or break it up and have just entire sections of letters in individual hotels. Because
that could work. What they're going to do next year, they're looking at doing a barcode system.
Just mail me my effing badge.
Yeah.
They're concerned with...
Comic-Con is not concerned about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then.
Yeah,
mailing it to you.
Counterfeit.
Yeah,
right.
Counterfeit.
Technoguru, the whole time, he's like, well, they can't do that because it's counterfeiting. I'm like, no. Yes, they can do that. They could put a hologram on it. They could do all kinds
they
of things.
They do holograms on it now. I mean, well, a little laser itching, but, you know.
I think that's just for decoration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
So, anyway... Once that happened, you got to walk around and stuff was fun.
Stuff was fun.
Stuff was
fun. Starting Thursday night, pretty much every single night, we proceeded to get pretty darn drunk.
Yes.
Every
just
single
night,
time.
It
yeah.
seemed like you started in the afternoon.
That's true.
Well, Thursday night.
Well, that's when you woke
Thursday
up.
Thursday night. I mean, my flight didn't land until, you know,
we got
whatever.
On the same flight. We got on the Marta, which was actually really kind of geeky and cool. It was actually the first time on some sort of mass transit like that. I was like... Oh, this is actually kind of neat.
See, that's
nice.
What I took the first time I went. I hopped on the Marta and you know, jumped off
right
across the
street.
I'm so
glad we did that versus the $40
cab
ride.
Oh, God, no. $40 cab ride.
Yeah.
Jesus, no.
$5 for the wife and I to go on to the Marta. Easy.
Yeah, easy. Easy enough.
Got to walk 3 blocks, but who cares?
Yeah, and we definitely did not, at least, wake up early for anything at the con. There was no panels or anything. So we got
up
right around
for
11 for pretty much the entire time, which was nice.
Yeah, because most of the stuff, you know, it was podcasters. Podcasters try to schedule their stuff a little later because the welcoming kickoff for podcasting
was
like,
what? 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, those guys, they're drunk off their asses. We need to put that later.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were prepared. We actually brought alcohol, a good sufficient amount. Well, I say a sufficient amount. We ran out in 2 days.
Yeah.
So you thought you had enough rationed.
Well,
however,
how was I to have any idea how good Hawaiian Punch and strawberry vodka would be together? It's delightful.
It's delightful, huh?
It's delightful. I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
All right, yeah.
But we never got like too terribly drunk, sick, or hangover or anything like that. We
I did not get
stay drunk.
Just the right balance.
Yeah.
Pretty much the entire time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because if we woke up at 11 and we started drinking at like 2:30 every day, yeah, so.
Yeah, basically
yeah,
just
we had
sort
a good time.
Of drink slowly and consistently.
But we weren't like, you know... rude to people or
we
belligerent
weren't,
or
we
anything
weren't Techno
bad.
Guru on Thursday night after he stood in that line for 4 hours and then drunk
lovely.
And then picked places and stood and when people walked
hilarious.
By he just provided running commentary.
He was hilarious.
Schmuck.
He was so funny.
It was pretty funny.
Unless you're the people walking by.
Even they were laughing.
They
most
tried
of the
to
time.
Laugh at it because they figured it had to be it's
a
so
drunk moron.
Well, no, because you know he doesn't You really have to come around sometime and just listen. It's really a work of art that he does. It's awesome.
Oh, okay. All right.
My alcohol moderation technique involved just buying beer from the hotel bars.
Oh, and
my
money.
Budget couldn't handle what I could drink.
There you go.
That's why we planned ahead this time, because
wow. Yeah, we went to the alcohol store.
I was doing it on purpose
store,
for the most part.
And got my wife a bottle of wine and a bottle of liquor, and that was it. That's what she got for the weekend. So that was her moderation technique.
There you go.
And then mooching. We got up early every morning to go have breakfast, because when I got the tickets for the order to the hotel, mm-hmm. I got the bed and breakfast
Ooh.
Combo. And then when I called up and said, hey, I've got this code, they kept the bed and breakfast. So we had free breakfast every morning for the wife and I.
Nice.
Oh my God, that breakfast bar. Oh, that was so good. I want to stay there just to have the breakfast bar. I mean, it was amazing.
Okay. Well, no breakfast
Still,
bar.
Still, that was sleeping.
Kind of sweet. Yeah, sleeping.
Well,
was
we
awesome.
Got up, had it, and went back to bed.
So they finally completed all the habit trails between the three main hotels.
Yes, which is great.
As long as they're open, because my God. Saturday night,
yes.
Sunday night,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Closing off hotels to people if you don't have a key card
yeah.
or a badge for Dragon Con.
Oh, no. They closed it off for people who had badges.
At a certain point.
At a certain point.
And then they opened it back up.
I was about to say, they opened it back up because I never got turned away, but I saw other folks did, and it was awesome.
We did. Yeah, we actually got turned away at one point because we were trying to go through, because I think we were at the Hyatt. We were trying to go to the Hilton. We're trying to walk through. We had our badges. Like, listen, we're here. No. Unless you have a key. Got to go. Gotta walk. Wow. Take a walk
fire
outside.
Fire capacity or
so,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
Was packed.
I don't know what
the drunk idiot capacity.
What the maximum capacity is for Dragon Con, but they had to be pretty damn close to it.
Oh yeah,
they had to be. Cause
oh yeah, Marriott was packed.
But I felt like the flow, the people flow.
The people flow for the most part
better,
worked well.
Yes, a little bit better.
Yeah, it was a lot better than having them walk outside and cutting off traffic for the streets because you're going up the staircase of doom.
At the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, still, it's fun though.
The only place where the traffic flow with the habit trails didn't work for me was where you had the intersection where you could either go to the mall or go over to the Hyatt from the Marriott.
Yeah.
And there was like four, they needed like the cloverleaf exit ramps for that because it was just not working.
You're right.
Everybody
like
going in different
bowl.
Directions. Yeah. It was always at a standstill.
I generally didn't have a problem with that area. I walked through. It's like, all right, move.
So, fun stuff.
Right by Pulse is the rad bad part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to a point where I was so irritated with people in particular who would stop and talk to each other in these places.
Move.
Right.
That I was at the point where I was like, I'm going to punch the next person that does this.
Well, that's why swinging elbows work so well.
That's when you just walk up and go, move.
Okay, you keep saying that.
It works.
Okay, I trust
move.
You.
Move.
I'm going to trust you.
I'm not as tall as you.
Yeah.
Or as hairy.
No, thankfully. Because that would be
really,
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 really
bad.
So since Battlestar Galactica is not on television anymore, next morning we just walked into a Battlestar Galactica panel. We weren't up close.
Mm-hmm. We were like halfway, though. I mean, like...
We were like halfway. Just
this
sat
would
down
have been the panel that people had waited in line for the year before.
Because, I mean, you had Edward James Olmos.
Yeah.
You had Chief. You had Flippin'. I don't even remember who all was there. It was like Richard Hatch was there. There was like six or seven people were there.
Wow.
So just talking and telling stories about how much he loves Mary McDonald. Good times. Good times. Good times indeed.
We went to that panel, and then the only other panel we really went to was we sort of... Okay, can we go ahead and just start talking about Corin Nimick?
Not
can
yet.
We just go there?
Not
no.
Yet.
All
not
right.
Yet. Not yet.
All right. Costumes? Costumes. How about costumes?
Okay. What other panels did you go to other than that?
Well, we went to the podcasting kickoff thing.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Which, okay, here's the thing. Podcasting kickoff, don't you think of that as like sort of a little social? All the podcasting people, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah,
you?
Well, yeah. No, it wasn't last year.
It was a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the same way it was last year as well.
Okay, well, I missed it last year,
yeah.
And I felt bad, and I wanted to make sure I got to it this year, especially mm-hmm. since we were on the track, and I'm like, you know, I want to say hi to everybody and stuff, and I'm like, well, I can't say hi to everybody if I'm listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
And it was a podcast about how to do a podcast.
Yeah, and I'm like,
already know this.
We know how to do a podcast.
Right. I'm not trying
Maybe
to be
not
funny.
Well,
yeah.
But we know how to do a podcast.
I mean, I suck, but I can get you some audio.
And we also went to the Dead Robot Society panel, which was on the podcasting track, because PG was on that one, and you know there weren't that many people there, and it was okay. Starla Hutchinson was on that one too, and
she's
really cute and cool. So
yeah,
I went to the I did a couple two events for a website called FetLife. So I went to the FetLife meet and greet, which was Friday. Just people from the website, just get hanging out, you know.
Doing a podcast?
No, actually, no podcast involved. Okay. No audio or video involved. And then,
which is unusual for you.
Yeah, surprisingly enough. And then there was the, let's see, it was Saturday night? I think it was Saturday night. That was the FetLife, the basically, it was a panel about the website and how we can make the website better.
Yeah.
And that was interesting because I was actually on the panel.
So it's a cult?
No.
Okay.
It was. I was on the panel. They asked me to be on the panel. Well, actually, I asked to be on the panel. They looked at my stuff. I was like, "Yeah, sure, you're on the panel." So it was kind of fun because I got to moderate the moderator a little bit because the moderator was having problems keeping people in order. I was like, "No, that person, then we go here." Okay, so it was kind of nice. Well, you can't talk yet. We still have to finish this question. Blah blah blah.
Wow. Okay.
So.
So usurped, did you?
A little. I assisted.
Okay.
One of the other really, really fun panels, and then I swear, you know, you can tell us what panels you went to. We almost forgot the Skeptics. No, not really, though.
I didn't forget.
You didn't forget?
No, because...
Oh, we're just bouncing all around? Okay.
Yeah. Bounce.
The Skeptics was pretty funny. They were all, you know, drinking and having
a good time. That was a hell of a... I would have killed. I would have given my left leg to have been on that panel, man.
Yeah, with Kevin Murphy, yeah.
Oh, everybody. Oh, Kevin Murphy, Drew Curtis. Look, the whole crew that was on that on that panel. It's... and getting to see George Robb do the best spit take known to man.
I talked to him before the Parsecs, and we actually just chatted for, you know, what, 20, 30 minutes. So it was kind of nice.
Cool guy. Yeah, he's a cool guy. And his Geologic podcast was really fun, too.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a good one, too.
Standing room only in the back. Didn't realize how
crowded it got.
Wow,
yeah,
it got
pretty
damn crowded.
And I was really, 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 really pleased that he did not bash Christians.
No, he didn't. He's really just sensible and, you know, the kind of person you'd want to have a conversation with, and he's not confrontational. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Christians do a good enough job of themselves. Thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow.
Oh, that was also the kilt blowing. That was a blast. Oh, my God.
Literally.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
That was probably one of the highlights of Dragon Con for me because I went there Friday night, stood in line, did the kilt blowing. And, you know, the women just, you know, raving, you know, screaming and all kind of fun stuff like that. I won't tell you what happened. There's pictures. And then Saturday night, I went back just to see it, check it out. And they saw me and realized, no, like, no, you're doing this again. You're second to last. Here you go. Get in line. I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of nice being favored. Yeah.
Did you bring the mind bleach?
I just don't listen when he talks. That's how I get through.
That's
all of
fine.
It.
That's fine. Other people do.
See, right then listening. There was something, and then it stopped, which is my cadence point to take back over. So
Anna, did you do any other panels?
I went to see Denise Crosby, who I've been in love with since I was 12. And I got there an hour in advance. It's like the only thing I was like, I'm willing to wait in line for this. And nobody was there. So I got the front in line. Basically,
awesome.
Yeah, there was like three of us that all arrived at about the same time and started off the line. And so I was front row center for her little panel in this small room. And it was so awesome to see her for the first time ever in person. And at one point she was talking about something and she was, you know, saying how she would go up to people and shake their hands and say, you know, hi, blah, blah, blah. And to illustrate this, she reaches across the table and shakes my hand. I just about died. Yeah, it was so. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, very much so. And then going to see you guys was...
the only panels you went to?
No.
You were drinking so much.
No. I went to other panels. These were the highlights for me.
Okay.
I did go to the recording of a Sword and Laser podcast.
Missed that one.
And, you know, honestly, I didn't really know who these people were before Dragon Con. But when my coworker was like, oh, you have to get Veronica Belmont's signature for me, please. And so I okay. And so, I was like, well, I should go to hear what the podcast is all about. And it was really fun. It was very interesting. And so I've subscribed to that one. I'll eventually get to it in my backlog.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing about these cons is that I'm always like, oh, I want to listen to that now. And I want to read this. And I want to do that.
Yeah.
And it just keeps you going for like a whole another year of good stuff.
I am really, really glad that this Dragon Con finally kicked me in the pants enough to go and subscribe to Coverville. Oh my goodness, I love cover songs, and this is like all cover songs. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll buy that one. That's new.
Yeah. I've heard
that. You know, I made, you know, back when mixes were all the rage, I have a mix of remakes of 70s and then a separate remix of 80s songs. You should check out sometime.
Yeah.
So just saying. Good
time. Do we want to talk about the Parsecs?
Sure, we can talk about the parsecs.
First off,
it's some award ceremony.
Yeah.
Which is really cool to get to leave your ass outside as I went in because...
Fracker.
Because presenters got to go inside. That's so too funny. Bruce's like, yeah, they're not letting anyone inside. Only presenters get to go in. I'm like, oh, well, I am a presenter. Hold that thought.
And you were a funny presenter. You did a great job.
You
did
really well.
I actually got a couple pictures of you. I was like, he's standing up there going, I'm a presenter. Anybody want to touch me? I'm like, it's a pimp slap count.
Awesome. And it was hosted by Christiana Ellis and George Robb, and they were just fantastic.
They did an awesome job.
Christiana wrote the script, and it was so funny.
She is really funny.
She was good. Very, very good. Let's see. We didn't win, but I got a spork out of it.
You did.
I got a titanium spork out of it. And a book and a $15 gift certificate of ThinkGeek. But I got a titanium spork out of it.
You know, and I actually went and listened to all the podcasts for the people that we were up against, and they were all really good. So, yeah. I mean, it wasn't
I was
some schmucks took the award or anything,
right.
You know.
I was disappointed we didn't win, but I wasn't, crying and heartbroken and my Dragon Con is ruined.
Because by that point, we knew for sure that Corin Nimick was definitely going to be on our podcast. So I was like, forget the rest of this.
Honestly, the folks that we were up against, I didn't think we stood a chance at all. I mean, high quality folks. And before I forget, Clint, the gentleman from Comedy Forecast, I believe, who presented the award with me, fantastic, because I'm all over the place. He tried to write up a little script, and we tried to stay on it, but I was so off script. It's not
You?
Yeah, I can't imagine. What, was I off script, Christiana? Okay, you tell me.
Whole licky thing.
the one big thing I took away from...
I don't even know where that came from. Yes?
From the parsecs, as far as my role was concerned, is that any kind of a cool, nifty background on the slides, forget it, because the equipment is so bad, you're not going to be able to see it.
And everyone's drunk anyway.
The timing of the slides. Did you do this? Because remember last year, it was sort of like
I was just sitting
accidentally
there
ahead of time or whatever. It was great. You didn't know. No awards got spoiled, so that was good.
Way to push those buttons.
Good.
Thank you. You know, shout out. We got nominated, and we wouldn't have anything without Podcasting for Siegfried. So it's not like we got to give any kind of acceptance speech, but he would have been the one.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even be anywhere if it wasn't for him.
Exactly. Yeah, we would have. I would have thanked him. We all would have thanked him.
We should also shout out.
I would have thanked Kingfish as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Damn right I would have.
Yep. We should shout out to the Susan Lucci of the Parsecs PG Holyfield. Aw, baby, you're going to win one of these days. You just will.
Same year we win.
Yeah, but you're talented.
J.C. Hutchins won this year for the first
time.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
Sure, come on, he's
been waiting. JCHutchins.net.
Oh God, good times. So yeah, that was fun, and I forget what all prizes were given out other than sporks. That's all I remember.
Telescopes,
books,
advanced copies, reader copies of books. So that was good
from Dragon Moon Press.
Yeah,
sporks. That was fun. Afterwards, I believe we all went drinking.
We did.
Well, you guys did.
The cool kids went drinking.
The cooler kids would hang out with women that were screaming at them, like yeah, in a good way.
Okay. So, but you didn't get to hang out across the hall from Stan Lee.
Well, apparently he didn't like that fact.
Well, it wasn't that night. He broke up Sunday night's party.
It was a different night's party he broke up. So P.G. Holyfield, he'll be the first to tell you this. P.G. Holyfield's got Stan Lee in a room across from him. How the hell is Stan Lee across the room from P.G. Holyfield? What?
Yeah,
Stan Lee?
Stan Lee.
Do you know who this guy is? Good God. Did you not see Mallrats and get the rundown on this? I mean... So that was astounding. If you've probably seen the pictures, we talked about it. But he had the sign on the door. Always Stan Lee.
I didn't see the
there.
Picture of that.
Definitely some good parties. Not too.
It's on Facebook. There's a picture
under yours or PG's.
There was a picture taken of it.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it's Shrilla who took the picture.
Okay.
And it's just a picture of his note, and I tagged the note as him. So if you go through, you'll find it.
All right. Cool.
That I'm sorry.
Cool.
You were there.
I don't remember. It's okay.
You got to remember now.
Nope. I don't remember.
Then we're just gonna stop.
Hang on. A couple things. What did you guys buy?
Ooh, well, I got a corset. I got it like the first day that I was there and pretty much wore it nonstop.
Yeah, the black
it was reversible. It was black on one side and it was red on the other side. So I definitely got my money's worth out of that bad boy. And she laced it up like really, really tight at first. So it was like, I can't breathe.
You're not used to corseting. So yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah, but it was fun.
I want to know why you're not wearing it tonight.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I'll go get it right
because
now.
Because
that was like half the reason why I came over.
then I would have had
Happy birthday
my
to you.
Outfit too, and it's just a bit too
well.
Warm.
That would be
the other reason why I came over.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Oh, fine. Me and my doublet. That's fine.
No.
Well,
no.
Yeah.
And we also bought a couple of just like t-shirts, and you got a couple comics, right? What else did we buy that much?
I finished some stuff off for my costume, the flight cap, the scarf, and the goggles. I did get there.
Okay,
the rest of it I brought with me because I've been piecing that together since Balticon.
Yeah, it looks good.
A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah, I saw one picture of your costume, so that was it. I didn't see you in it otherwise.
Then you weren't in the right places.
No, just in different places. 50,000 people. Yeah, so yeah.
I was the dancing air pirate. So
but no, we spent money on hotel, food, and just kind of general stuff. We didn't really buy that much.
We got my wife got a corset and an underbust, and I've got a doublet and a few things for the kids. We bought an expansion pack for Munchkin, and God, what else did we get? A couple of things for the kids.
Wombats.
So it was no wombats.
Wombats don't make good pets.
So costumes.
Well, Anna, did you buy anything good?
I got a Cthulhu dice game.
Oh,
and Monty Python Flux.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
I saw that.
That's a great game. See that. Well, Flux is a good game.
I like Flux, so I'm excited about this one. And then what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the latest volume of The Devil's Panties. I've been collecting. Yeah,
volume 4.
It's not Satanic.
I got that as well.
Yeah,
and I got her to autograph it. Did you get her? Oh, yeah.
And I felt bad for her. She was talking about. I went to one of the comic artist panels that she was speaking on just because she was speaking on it because I love her.
Yes.
And
she's great.
And she was lamenting that apparently puzzles were a bad choice of marketing item. And so I out of pity I bought one of her puzzles too.
Oh.
Yeah. Puzzles are fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeannie Breeden, who does The Devil's Panties, is probably one of the most genuine nice people that you're ever going to meet. I got a couple pictures with her. You can check it out on my Facebook page. I'll probably put it on the GRD site as well. She's just a great, fun person. She's one that does the kilt blowing, so I know her from there. And she is so not jaded that anything that happens will surprise her. And it's just, she's so genuine. She's this nice person.
Outstanding.
Very awesome.
What was your favorite part? Oh, we still haven't talked about the
no.
We still about
costumes.
Oh, costumes.
Costumes.
Sorry, I forgot.
That's okay.
Costumes. God, there were costumes. Cool.
Well, I wore my Supergirl costume, but only for a little bit because it was long sleeves and it was really, really warm. And I contemplated cutting the sleeves off, but I didn't want to like ruin it or anything. That's the only problem with like a lot of costumes, like steampunk costumes have a lot of layers. August and even inside, it's not that cool because there's so many people
around.
Yeah,
when you've got like, a couple thousand people in a hotel lobby.
No, keep talking.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I felt a little steamy just in a t-shirt, so yeah.
Were
especially
you
that
steamy,
especially that one area where they were doing a dance where you walked in and you could smell the funk.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the gay funk.
Yeah.
Did you go down to the gamers? Speaking of funk, did you go down to the gamers room?
No,
I did see the last night of Dragon Con. I always walk around to everything.
Yeah,
and at least I think I do until the next day when I'm checking out and see a hallway that I didn't know had stuff in it.
holy god!
So yeah, I did see that on the last evening.
They had 8 different battle mech.
They did
pods down there, so they were playing games for like $6 a pop.
Yeah, but upstairs you had like Weeping Angels costumes.
Yeah, those were pretty cool. Saw a lot of a lot of superheroes. Definitely a superhero and a steampunk.
Next year is going to be just stupid with Green Lantern people.
Oh
yeah,
god,
the movie
yeah!
Because
there
were so many.
Quite
this
a few.
There were a couple of steampunk
they
Green Lanterns that were pretty
they
good.
There were less Green Lanterns this year than I think I saw last year.
But there's more of the mainstream look of Green Lantern outfit. That's what I noticed is that I did notice there were less overall, but the people who were wearing them is more of the mainstream crowd. So
there wasn't
year,
as much creativity to the Green Lanterns.
Yeah, not in previous years. Previous years have had a lot more creative Green Lanterns overall.
Okay.
But there was pretty good Guy Gardner there, and there was the steampunk one to die for.
And the steampunk costumes were very elaborate, really detailed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes good steampunk is the accessories and all the little details. There was this one who guess was sort of like an apothecary or whatever, and he had like a bandolier of different liquids. And it was late at night, and we were like, oh, he's like a date rape, like it's like roofies E on his bandolier. So that was pretty fun.
I really enjoyed the steampunk JLA.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Did you see steampunk X-Men?
I did. I didn't think it was as impressive as the JLA.
Really?
The Wizard of Oz. There was a steampunk Wizard of Oz. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah,
too.
I got a picture of those. Yeah. It was a crappy picture, but still, it's like, wow. The Tin Man and the Lion, and it's just amazing.
Did you see the Scooby Gang? Not a steampunk, but like, you know, with actual scars and cuts and blood as they've been fighting real monsters.
I saw the Velma badass one.
Velma and Daphne made an interesting pair.
There was a Power Girl. Saw a Power Girl.
Oh yeah, yeah. There was.
There was a Power Girl.
There was Power Girl. There was a bunch of red shirts laying in a pile as if they were dead.
That was cool.
That
a lot
was
of,
funny.
The Spartans from 300.
Oh yeah, those were nice to look at.
Mm-hmm.
They're there every year. Yeah. It's like, we bought this outfit. We'll be here forever.
I've got these abs.
Hey, everybody, let's go that way now. Thump,
thump, thump, thump. I didn't do all the sit-ups for nothing.
Really? Got my spray tan. Come on.
So good times. Good
there was
times.
Some guy wearing, and I still haven't quite completely placed what genre he was in, but it was definitely a Darth Vader costume, but it was like actual armor metal at the top. And it had the little bolt, which is why I identified it as Darth Vader, plus he was carrying around a lightsaber. And the rest of it was just kind of black cloth, almost in strips around him, and like kind of almost like leather and cloth black combo with it. It was really, really interesting.
Emo Vader?
I don't know. It didn't have a helmet either. So it was just like bare head. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So almost like medieval emo Vader, okay, maybe.
Creepy.
That Chad Vader's great grandfather.
Yeah, there we go.
Zombie Vader.
There we go.
So yeah, you couldn't walk around without seeing people. Real quick, we should probably shout out that really? That's how much you're going to charge for your autographs? Good God, some of these prices.
Yeah.
Oh my God, seriously.
$80 for Scott Bakula.
Okay, someone's going to call. Yeah, Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula was $80?
$80.
$80.
Oh, screw
$80.
That.
Like, what? I don't understand. What are you doing? Because
Quantum Leap was not that good.
Enterprise.
Oh, Quantum Leap was
Lord of Illusions.
He had a long line, and you had to get a ticket. And the other one that you had to like get a voucher for was Summer Glau, and apparently that was all kinds of weird.
How many people did you actually run into other than Corinne?
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah,
walking around, literally.
Dragon Con, like Starfest, you'll actually see you know, the celebrities just interacting.
Because
they're staying in the hotels and they have to, you know, go places. Who did you see?
I walked by Jonathan Frakes. He's really that tall.
Wow.
Yeah. LeVar Burton and Brett Spiner. I literally almost ran into him.
I rode in the elevator with Barbara Eden and I'm drawing a blank. A couple other people.
Dean Stockwell.
Too.
He is getting old.
Escalator down near the room where we did the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I was standing there on the phone talking to somebody in my little steampunkish outfit, if you will.
Yeah.
And Garrett Wang from Voyager comes by and stops before he steps on it, looks, goes, "Nice outfit." And I was like, "That's pretty cool."
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Thank you.
Summer Glau. Did you know he's running the Trek?
Yeah. Summer Glau, saw her. She was looking quite exquisite in this little the corset and jeans thing. She was cute. Cute woman.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's far too crowded. It's far too expensive. It takes way too long to get a badge, but it's so
damn
much
fun. And
we'll
do it again next year.
Definitely.
I already signed up.
I'll be there.
Yep. So first off, Bruce, thank you.
Yes.
Because everyone should know right now, Bruce set up all of that for the panel on Dragon Con.
Uh-huh.
Bruce contacted the people, and they said, "Hey, well, you guys are now on it. Do you want one of our guests to come on your show?" You can ask. There's no guarantee.
Yeah, and I tried it, and I did the best thing I could
Bruce
to get Corinne Nemec. Yes.
And then no one ever confirmed for us that it happened.
No.
And then they printed a guide with it in there.
Well, they put it on like the Dragon Pod, like the website or whatever, and we saw it on there.
Swoopy put it on there, and when she told me she was going to put it on there, I thought she was just saying, "Hey, I'm going to put him on there just in case he shows up." And that was the last word that I had heard. Like, okay, we don't know if he's actually showing up, but we're going to put him on there anyway.
So what we've now learned is if someone is on the actual
guide
book,
it's been confirmed, but we didn't know that.
Nobody told us,
and we couldn't get a confirmation, and we didn't want to tell anybody because we didn't know that.
Because I actually emailed his agent.
You emailed his agent and the people at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
We never heard.
Nothing back. So we didn't know anything until we got there.
We came up with this plan that the day before we were going to go to the autograph room.
Because I had to get my Parker Lewis set autographed anyway, because unlike other members of our crew, I'm willing to pay for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it costs money to get his autograph.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Just ambush him. And so we go the day before. And, you know, so, yeah, what was I even wearing? The corset, I'm sure. Scantily clad. Mm-hmm. And so we just go and we actually get there and he's about to leave to go to a panel. He's all like, right. Hey, I'm going to this panel, Stargate, you all should come. So
he knew the room and everything without looking at a book. So we were like, he knows his schedule.
He's on the ball.
That's a good sign.
So we go to the Stargate panel and we ask a couple questions in the back to kind of get that eye contact, the FaceTime. God, he's just so funny. He was just so awesome. The Stargate panel was a good one too. He was just really personable and we were like, oh my God, he's just going to rock.
Was he doing the same type of jokes?
No, it was nowhere near that same level. Remind me
of that in just a moment.
Nowhere near, but kind of hints of it, just like he was just being funny and charming.
Yeah.
And so we go back over there a little bit later and he's at the autograph table. And so we go up and we get the Parker Lewis DVD sign and we go, something about how, you know, it took a really long time for the DVDs to come out.
Yeah.
And can you really believe that? Why did it take so long? Da, da, da. And we start talking about that. And then we go, oh yeah, we actually say that on our podcast, you know, like until the DVDs for Parker Lewis come out, you got to watch something. And you know, our podcast, we've actually done a drop book for you before, Geek Radio Daily. And he goes, oh yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Boom,
boom, shakalaka.
There it was. Then
we
started telling everybody.
And I was so worried and nervous. And so then I ran and like got like flyers printed up.
Yeah,
and, like,
those
we started telling everybody.
They looked really good.
And if you, I don't remember if you grabbed one or not, but I have some extras. So we started just like putting flyers up all over the place and telling everybody that we knew. And then Podcasting's Rich Siegfried emails us.
I had talked to him because he kept, you know, we'd been talking. He's like, hey, because there were people that knew. If you knew how to go and look, you could see and know that. So people have been asking me, is this really? You guys got P.G. Oldfield? And he's like, how the hell did you get Corey Nimick? I'm like, well, I don't know that we did.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was talking to Siegfried. I'm like, dude, if you can get, like, you know, just in case, if you could come up with some little script,
little
I would love
script.
Something would be fantastic. And he did and sent it to us while we're there. He's like, okay, I got it. So, yeah, Kinko's.
Yeah, right there.
Thanks, Kinko's, for being
there.
Yeah,
Kinko saved your life.
And so we ran down and, you know, printed off the scripts and got P.G. Holyfield to do a voice and got Christiana, so funny, to
Yeah,
because
I don't know that
narrator.
I remembered to introduce them during the show because I was so flippin' nervous. P.G. Holyfield was Frank, and Christiana Ellis was our narrator, and thank you so much to the both of you.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
fantastic
definitely.
Fantastic
We
job.
Dropped that on them at the last possible minute, basically like one chance
to
look over
it. They're walking in the door. Read this. You're in it.
No, I actually talked to them ahead of time. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. So it was just me that got that.
It was
that.
Just you that got that.
Just
you
me
know,
that got that.
We almost didn't give you a speaking part, and then we were like, nah, he needs a speaking
part. Like, Twitter and texting, Facebook, it's there. If you don't follow this stuff, you've got to follow it at a con. You have to.
I didn't have my computer, my phone. I don't have web on my phone.
Get one from this century, Grandpa.
Shut up.
Matlock. So that was like one of the single
Does yours
coolest...
still slide up and down?
No. I actually have an LG Dare, so I can get it, but I've never decided to do that.
At a con, you absolutely have
to. Can you get text messages?
Yes. Yes, shush.
Okay, because you can set up Twitter to send certain people's text messages
Twitter.
To you. Okay.
See, that's the other thing.
I texted you. I did text you, though.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Whatever. So can we just bask in it
that's
for just
what
a minute
yes,
here?
Yes, let's
okay.
bask in the glory of...
It was the most amazing thing ever. So as soon as he starts to read it, you know, and I kind of dropped it on the last second. I was like, hey, we have this like sort of little skit. It's really going to be fun. Can you just do this? And just like handed him the paper like as he's sitting down right
there. Oh, wow. So did you wait till the break and then do it or just be
no,
down?
Like right when he first
okay.
got there.
All right, cool.
Right when
all
he
right,
first
cool.
got there. And it's actually kind of funny. At the Stargate panel, this guy got up in the middle and left. He goes, hey, wait a minute, guy, where are you going? Like kind of gives him a hard time. He's like, you going to get some coffee? Get me a double espresso on ice. And so, the next day or whatever, he's coming to our panel. I go to get him a double espresso on ice, you know?
You are such the good hostess.
He comes and he's like, what? Whoa! Like totally taken aback by it. And it was really pretty fun. And, so when he first starts to read, he's like instantaneously Parker Lewis.
He's Parker Lewis.
I know everybody,
again.
Everybody who's listening to this has obviously heard it.
Right.
But it was just so awesome
and that's
amazing.
Why my first line is so horrible because I'm sitting there
and
we've
nervous.
We've been talking to Corin Nemec,
yes.
which is nerve wracking enough.
Yeah,
but then Parker Lewis started talking, and I just that first line. I'm rushing it. My voice is all over the place, and,
uh-huh.
and once
like
I got
Jerry.
Through it, Well, once I got
my
through
hand
it,
was
better.
Shaking. Like, yeah. My hand, I had to like put the paper down. Seriously? I was so nervous.
Okay, I'm going
to
say this now for the record. That was even better than meeting Katie Sackhoff. That was incredible.
Wow. That was saying something.
Because you didn't act a scene out with Katie Sackhoff
or
whatever. And
you
she
know?
Wasn't like from
or the
your
bathtub
childhood.
Scene. That'd be the one I'd act out. But yeah, still.
Okay.
What? Go ahead.
Nothing. You're just a jackass sometimes. No, that was just too cool. I mean, you know, the old show, you know the old show. Have you heard rumors of the old show? When we scored that Corin the McLiner then, that was amazing because the thing all along, you know, from almost day one, is we've wanted to get Corin Nimick on the show.
Yeah.
What would it take to get Corin Nimick on the show? And apparently years and years of not winning awards and going to a con.
Yeah. That's
quite frankly, we can tell you this now. Flynn and I actually had a conversation about ending GRD. About never doing another show again.
After
because
this?
Because we were never going to do anything better than that. Like, we were just done.
You know.
We had a conversation about stopping GRD.
What can we ever possibly do? Except for the part two next year, I suppose.
If we can do it.
Seriously, this is just the start.
That's true.
Oh, look at you.
If the word gets out, we got Corin Nimick. We can possibly get somebody else next year. Or Corin Nimick and somebody else.
Corin Nimick. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
Do Corin Nimick.
Man's fan. Okay. Did you not notice how he just slipped in and felt like he's been doing the show since day one?
Right.
Yeah.
He sounded like the long lost brother of GRD.
Yes.
He knew the
brother
cues.
From another mother. He was giving the vicar shit. I mean, it was awesome. Right.
He
just
pacing.
Slipped right in.
Uh-huh.
God. And it sounds so much better if Corin Nimick does those lines instead of me. Because for me, it sounds mean.
Because you know the vicar.
So those are good times. Good times there.
Oh, that was
so
great.
I was blushing like so profusely the entire time.
Yeah.
He was just being really, really, really cute.
Andrew, the wedding ring was off the entire time, too. It's like, slip. Tush.
Off. I wasn't going to really run away with Corin Nimick. And he wasn't serious. He was just being sweet.
I know that.
But it was just like, it was just really
cute. I'm sure he wouldn't mind borrowing you for a couple of hours. But, you know, hey. That's just me. That's my opinion.
Incredibly funny guy.
He's just adorable.
Incredibly cool. And I will have to say this, you know, after being at the Stargate panel, I'm going to go ahead and say, granted he's an actor and could have just been snowballing us the entire time, but I'm going to say that, yes, I believe he genuinely had a good time because I don't think he's ever done a panel quite like that where he just got... Because everything else is at Stargate or it's this. This was... You're Corin Nimick, we freaking love you.
Yes.
Panel.
It was like a Corin Nimick tribute. It wasn't about anything else.
This
it was
is
like
your
a,
life.
So if you just want to sit in a room with us for like an hour and we tell you how great you are, he seemed to have a really good time.
He did.
Yeah,
right,
so.
Well, because like at the Stargate panel and stuff, there were children there. You couldn't just be... Raucous.
I was so glad there was actually one or two kids that showed up for the panel and came into the room. And I was like, oh, crap. Before this thing started, and I looked around when we started, and it's like, he's not here. The kids aren't gone. Okay, Billy, I got this idea.
Fantastic. So it all came together last second. And thanks to everyone listening. If you're one of the new folks listening, we've obviously picked up some new listeners because
thank you.
We got some press out of this.
Yes, we did, from CornNimick.com.
Awesome. Blew my mind. I was like, that's why, okay, literally if the reason we weren't on last week, really, because couldn't understand the world. I had to decompress and get back to the real world.
Yeah.
I needed
You did
time.
Have a hard time kind of getting back to reality.
I mean, well, the 2 days later? Oh, yeah, we're like the lead story on his website. And Haley posted the recap and stuff. And like, I was like, oh
yeah,
my God.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just, sorry. Just, it blew my mind. Validation of any kind. There's a picture, and I really love this picture. There's one of the pictures, I don't know who took it, but it's this moment where you can see him cracking up. And it's, I've just said something. So I'm like, I have visual proof that I made Corin Nimick laugh.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm very proud of that moment.
I think I'll keep my Facebook picture for quite a long time. I mean, there's some really good
too.
Dragon Con pictures.
I've got that one too.
There's some really good Dragon Con pictures, but that one's going to stay for a while, I think.
You know, if only I was feeling better in my picture with Katie Sackhoff, I could bring that back. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, well.
You looked cute in that picture.
Yeah, I looked goofy is what I did. So the reason I'm totally zen, and I'm springing this on everyone at the last moment, but I have a little story to share with everyone.
Story time.
Yes, and it all happened at the beginning of the summer. It happened at the beginning of the summer when I said to myself, you know what? Okay, F it. Here's a little thing. Turning over a new leaf. One of my little moments where I morph into a new doctor, if you will. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to try to be more open with the world. You know, just bloom. I'm just going to be more of a hippie, if you will.
Okay.
And as soon as I said that, this car cut me off and I started to cuss it out. And I just stopped and went, just let it go. And since that time, things have gotten smoother at work. I've been able to handle school and stuff better. We've gotten the show back on track and whatever. And oh, Jesus Christ, we did a show with Corin Nimick. So, yeah, whatever you send out into the world absolutely comes back on you threefold. So
yes,
by all means, get that together. And by God, be at Dragon Con with us next year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Be there.
Because seriously, I was sitting there in the audience, and my face hurt by the end of the show because I was grinning so much at your joy. It was so awesome.
Brian, who like never laughs at anything, even he laughed.
He did. He did. We did have someone in the audience that had never seen Parker Lewis and didn't get a bunch of those jokes. Speaking of not getting a joke, this is a visual, and you had to have been looking to see this, but Corin Nimick didn't know who James Marsters was. But you can't tell that from his read, because he's a professional.
Yes.
Oh, really? Didn't know?
Okay. You could tell. Yeah.
I wasn't looking at him.
He sort of like made a face when he got to that, as if...
Who's that? Yeah.
The guy from X-Men? I don't know. No idea who this is.
But that one was really, really funny.
Some good jokes in there. So once again, thank you to PRS, the patron saint of this fine program, because, yeah, good times. I called him up. It was actually the day we did that panel, Sunday.
Yeah.
It was PRS's birthday.
Oh, wow.
So I called him up afterwards. We were at the sushi bar getting even more schnockered. And I was like, dude, your birthday present for me is I want you to know that Corin Nimick laughed at your work, okay? And in that good way, too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So, yeah, good times. That's good times.
That is absolutely just wonderful.
So we had to just kind of have this recap. We had to sort of just, you know, look back
bask in the glory
that was Dragon Con. And then we'll move forward with, you know, great new content. So, if you've only ever listened to the Corin Nimick episode and then this episode, I mean, we've got some really good stuff planned and coming up soon for
PRD.
So.
Absolutely. And thanks. You
know, it'll be even better because I won't be here.
No!
You did great, Anna. I'm kidding. It was not a ploy for... compliments.
Sympathy.
So,
thank you everybody who is listening, because without you we wouldn't have had the numbers to get the show in the first place to make that lifelong dream come true. So really, you guys are awesome.
You're special, man. You reached out and you touched it by the heart.
So thanks for stopping by for GRD's Weekly episode 94. Oh, Dragon Con.
How we love you.
Oh, you should have already booked your room. You should already have booked your room. All seriously. Right. Because I have a room already. They're booking now.
Yeah.
How can you do it with the... Can you get the rate?
Oh, yes. Yes, you can.
Really?
Yes, you can.
Oh,
you
good.
Need to call right now.
Okay, I will
GRD
call.
GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you drop by the Facebook page and like it. There's really cool stuff on there. I know there is, because I put stuff on there and I again forgot to write it down. Well, damn it.
You know what else we forgot? Palin Voldemort 2012.
Palin Voldemort 2012.
I've got that sticker.
Drop it to the podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn, Consulting. GeekRadioDaily.com, or send that voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
What's that now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
See ya.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Well, you're just in time for what might be a very unhappy ending.
Oh, sorry, Augie. I didn't
see you. I know. Pretty stealthy, huh?
Total stealthness. Thanks.
Nothing to it. Just enjoy the moment.
Words to live by.
Hey, Park!
You know, I walked around all day thinking Parker Lewis can't win. But with friends like these, and a little bit of luck, I'm becoming convinced that maybe, just maybe, Parker Lewis can't lose. So that's how they do it. Come on, Ferris, let's get out of here.
That's a wrap!
And mark it.